This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking with Nick Corville, an animal nutrition consultant with CHS, about cattle nutrition strategies. Nick, forage supplies are tight in some areas due to drought. What feeding strategies do you recommend for cattle producers?
One that I can think of early is to wean early. You can pull those calves off the cow earlier than normal. That allows the cow some time to get back in better body condition going into the colder months of winter. But abnormal weather requires abnormal management. So we kind of got to get to know the operation we're working with and see what's going to work for them. But that's one that comes right to mind. And then there are a few supplement strategies that you can add into a program to kind of stretch some dry matter when pastures are short.
Well, what steps can cattle producers take to make the most out of short pastures, Nick?
I think setting some benchmarks, such as if you haven't had X amount of inches of rain by X amount date, it's time to start looking at maybe liquidating some cattle. We can also use some supplements to move cattle into parts of the pasture they won't normally graze, such as tubs, creep feeders, things like that, that the animal knows they like to eat that. You can move those around and make those animals kind of follow it to kind of get some better management of the pastures we're already using and kind of force them to use some of those different grasses that normally they wouldn't go to.
Well, Nick, why is it important to test those existing hay supplies?
I think in a drought scenario, a lot of times the grasses, the hays, what we have in front of us, if they're stressed, then some crazy stuff can happen, such as nitrates, and that can affect next year's calf crop. Nitrates being too high in a forage that normally aren't. I've seen that happen when plants are stressed from drought. Also, the vitamin and mineral pack that comes from that forage, if it's stressed, it's usually a lot lower. So now's the time to look at supplements and try to fill some of those voids in to help that cow make it better through winter.
Well, Nick, what supplemental protein products do you recommend?
Some of the easier ones, and this also depends on the producer or the operation, if they have the labor, range cake is a good way to stretch dry matter. We can add a few pounds to the diet, 2 to 5 pounds per head, and it'll replace a lot of that dry matter that's maybe not out there in those short pastures. And that protein will kind of activate the gut microbes to want to break down more of the existing grasses that are out there. Because when it's dry and hot, those grasses are usually a lot ranker. There's a lot more cellulose in them. They stand up a lot better. It's harder for that animal to break down. So anything we can do to supplement the microbes in the gut to break down more of that protein will help. The other strategy would be like a SmartLick tub. It's the brand that we have. It's a molasses-based product with protein added. That one is great if you don't have the labor scenario where you can put cake out every day or every other day. You just kind of set these tubs in a place where you want to draw animals to. They'll eat that protein tub about a pound a day, 3/4 to a pound a day, and the same effect as the cake. You're going to replace about a pound of dry matter, but you're also going to activate those microbes to want to break down more of the forage that's in front of them, and that can help stretch some pastures.
Well, great insights with that. Nick Corville, animal nutrition consultant with CHS. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.